the sound of that lock clicking shut. There's nothing quite like it, is there? I know you've heard it so many times before, locking yourself up, trying to endure the frustration and denial all by yourself. It's not quite the same, is it, when I take the key? It changes everything. I know you worry. You think that maybe I'm doing this for you, fulfilling your fantasy. Maybe it started that way, but it isn't like that anymore. When I click that lock shut, it sends shivers through my whole body. I know that you're mine, not just your cock. That little cage does so much more, doesn't it? Holding your key is such a rush for me. Locking you up isn't just about the cage or the key or your cock or your body. This little key is the key to so much more. Your mind, your desires, your very soul. Isn't it, baby? And now we have the perfect cage for you. Remember how much fun we had taking all those measurements, getting you fitted with a custom cage, waiting all those weeks for it to arrive? The anticipation was so delicious. And when it arrived, remember how I made you wait? Remember how I sat it on the nightstand on your side of the bed? No touching until I say, just like with your cock. It was the last thing you saw before you drifted off to sleep. I wanted it in your thoughts, in your mind, in your dreams. Remember when I had you stand in front of me naked? I slid the ring over your cock and gently pulled your balls through. It would have been easier to let you do it yourself, but I wanted you to feel my hands doing this to you. And I wanted you to know it was me locking you up. You've been doing it to yourself for far too long. Now it was my turn. I could see your cock starting to swell, thinking about the cage. So I waited. I let your little erection subside a bit before I slipped it on. I added just a bit of lube so it slid on effortlessly. I lined up the pins in the lock, making sure not to pinch anything. Oh, I could see you growing in the cage, getting harder for me. Or at least trying to. I waited and drank in the moment, sliding the lock in the cylinder, turning the key, hearing it click into place. I slowly pulled the key out and smiled, holding it up and showing you. I could feel how wet I was, seeing you standing before me, naked and caged. I just sat quietly watching you. I could see it in your eyes, your brain slowly starting to process the fact that the key was really in someone else's hands now. It wasn't just about being locked anymore. It was about giving that control to someone else. Giving that control to me. Oh, and that cage. We both know the others were just toys, really. And with enough effort and work, you could figure a way out or just get enough sensation to push yourself over the edge. And you told me as much. But no more. Not in this cage. Nothing was going to work. No pleasure, no orgasms, no cheating. I look into your eyes and I see just the smallest twinge of fear. It's no longer a game, at least not the same game it had always been for you. Do I see a hint of desperation? It's starting already. You start to squirm, try to adjust the cage with your hand. It's starting to have an effect already, and I love that. And that's what I like about you. We made a very simple agreement. You will stay locked for as long as I like. You told me so many dangerous things. Please make me regret it. Do you remember that? Well, I intend to. You said, it doesn't really start for me until I truly want it off. So for now, this isn't even chastity, is it? Now it's the fun part, the playful part. Now when I run my hands over your cage and tease you, it feels so good. You squirm at my touch, and I love that. You don't pull away because it feels so good. I see your cock swell in the cage, and I know it must hurt. But it's the good kind of hurt, isn't it? And you moan and twist as I tease you. And your voice changes. Your eyes start to reveal your inner world. Oh, your world of frustration. And your world of arousal. You want me to keep teasing you? And I do. Until you're leaking your messy pre-cum from the tip of your cage. I wipe it off your cage and pull my pants down and then my panties. And I start to rub your pre-cum on my clit. It's like your cock is crying for me. And I want to use those tears to make myself come. Your cock feeds me its tears. That's what I like. Oh, that's what I like about you. When we go to bed, I decide to sleep naked. You watch me undress and slip into bed under the covers. And then you reach out to me and I whisper in your ear, not tonight. I'm naked and next to you, so close you can feel my body heat, so close, but so far away. Turn out the lights and give you a kiss on the cheek. A few minutes later, you hear a gentle buzzing from my side of the bed, slowly growing louder. I'm pressing my favorite vibe against my pussy, letting it slowly build all these delicious sensations inside me. I close my eyes and think of you beside me, listening to me pleasure myself, knowing you can't. I think of how you must be feeling, and it starts to get me off. And then you start to move, to squirm, to moan and groan. As my breathing grows more intense, and I press the vibe harder on my clit. I'm shaking now as the feeling builds. I start to come. I'm breathless and moaning as wave after wave of pleasure washes over me. I keep pressing the vibe against my wet pussy longer than I usually do, pushing past the feeling of being overwhelmed by sensation until I explode with the most intense orgasm I have ever felt. I come that hard because you can't. I can't tell if you're crying or not, but I imagine you are. And it makes my whole body contract with more waves of pleasure. I turn off the vibe and just sit in the dark, trying to catch my breath. Yes, you're definitely crying, sobbing really. I roll over to my side and smile. And that's the sound I fall asleep to. You're sobbing. That's what I like about you. When I wake up in the morning, you're already up. You made me coffee and breakfast and serve it to me in bed. You had a rough night, you tell me. You barely slept. I thought you telling me that would bother me more than it did. I simply nodded and smiled a bit, not saying a word. But I do notice you're more attentive. You ask me if my coffee is okay. Do I like my breakfast? And you really seem to care. After I finish eating, I pull the covers off and open my legs. I tell you, it's time for your breakfast. And motion for you to join me. You look down at your locked cock, and it hits you that we won't be fucking. I see it again in your eyes. Without even asking, you bury your head between my legs and begin to lick me. It doesn't take long for me to orgasm. It feels different for me now. I feel powerful. I feel in control. You look desperate and obedient. That's what I like about you. After you please me, you stumble with your words a little bit, but finally have the nerve to ask me if you can take your cage off just for a bit, just to feel something in your cock. Oh, baby, not for a long time. I can tell this is a different experience for you. It isn't exactly what you expected. Oh, the feelings surfacing, the frustration, the desperation, starting to grow, and me amplified, because now there's no safety valve, there's no exit route. There's no way to free your cock without the key that I hold, and I'm not giving it back to you anytime soon. Well, I can tell this is going to be a challenge for you, maybe more than you ever imagined. I have you lay down on your back and put your hands over your head. I gently open your legs a bit. I lean down and wrap my lips around your cage, sucking on it gently. I know you can't feel a thing, but you can watch and imagine now, can't you? Oh, I love how it feels in my mouth, and I can feel it warming up as I suck on it. I playfully kiss it and run my fingers over the cage, knowing you can't feel any of it. I can tell you're responding, or at least trying to. You poor little guy, trying to get hard for me. But there's just no room in that little cage, is there? Oh, poor baby. It must be aching so much. But you're aching. That's what I like about you. From now on, no matter where you are or what you do, you'll feel me, my control, my desire, my authority over you. All day at work, you'll feel the cage. When you drive home, when you go to the gym, when you're out with your friends or doing our shopping or doing our household chores, you'll feel my control. Oh, baby, I'm perfectly happy to masturbate and have you eat my pussy. I don't need your cock to come. In fact, come much harder when you're locked than when you're inside me. Imagine that. You're going to learn exactly how to worship and adore my pussy. I'm going to teach you how to please me with your lips and your mouth and your tongue for hours. You're going to be my pussy slave from now on, baby. You're already so good at it, but you're going to get even better, I think. How you worship my pussy. That's what I like about you. You can't escape. You can't come. You can't do anything. You can look at me with tears in your eyes and ask me, how long are you going to keep me locked? And I tell you, I honestly don't know. I haven't decided. Tell you, there's nothing you can say or do that's going to make me unlock you. In fact, if you don't do what I want, exactly as I want, I'm going to keep you locked even longer. Because deep down, I know that you want me to make you regret it. And it doesn't really start for you until you truly want it off. Oh, baby, that's what I like about you.